ours to protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
When we think of climate action, it can be overwhelming. However, some of the most cutting-edge developments are happening right now, from the future plans for Foyne's Port to the cutting-edge renewable energy harnessed by Limerick-based company G-Kinetic to the incredible potential of offshore wind. The Hunt Museum has a new celebration of Ireland's trailblazing history. The night's candles are burnt out. 100 years ago, the Irish government dedicated a sixth of its budget to build a state-of-the-art dam in Ardnacrusha. The exhibition is to encourage us to continue thinking big in response to the climate crisis. Live 95's Nigel Dugdale hosted a panel of leading industry figures driving this development at the official launch of the exhibition. In this episode, we'll hear from Marie Gleeson of Western Star Floating Wind, Gary Brennan of G-Kinetic, and Pat Keating of Shannon Foyne's Port. Marie Gleeson of Western Star Floating Wind is a former naval captain. Western Star aims to harness the wind potential of the Atlantic Ocean to help create a clean, sustainable future for everybody. The development aims to help Ireland's progress towards a green energy future, as domestically sourced sustainable energy will have both economic and environmental benefits to the entire country.
Yeah, when I'm in Limerick, I think it is all about Limerick. And I might come on my holidays to the North Circular Road, so I live in Tipperary, but I spent all my holidays in Limerick as a child, so I know how amazing Limerick is. So yeah, I work in external affairs and stakeholder engagement for Simply Blue Group, who are an Irish company, but part of Western Star Floating Wind. So we're hoping to deploy one of the floating offshore wind farms about 40 kilometres west of Loophead, approximately 60 turbines the size of the Eiffel Tower, generating enough power to power in approximately 1 million homes. So that's what we're hoping to achieve, working alongside everybody else here who's involved in this deployment from the Shannon Estuary.
Let me ask you a question on that. You know, you talk about things the size of an Eiffel Tower going off. People are going to say, I don't want that outside my window. How do you overcome that?
Yeah, so I suppose one of the benefits of floating offshore wind is the fact that you deploy it further away from shore. So actually the floating turbines, if you ideally when you stand at Loophead in hopefully less than a decade and you look out to sea, you actually will struggle to see the floating offshore wind turbines. So I suppose that's one of the advantages of floating offshore wind. You deploy them in deeper water, which means they're less visible from shore. So I think that's a key point as well. They may be as big as the Eiffel Tower, but they'll be quite a far out.
And that opportunity that exists, from your perspective and knowing what the task force does and explaining Foyne's, and Pat can talk about this in a minute, why Foyne's, we'll look at that, but what is that opportunity for us today?
Yeah, well, I think there are two things for me. One, I'm a mother of two very small children, so I have a 7 and an 8-year-old daughter at home. So I worked at sea for years in the Irish Navy, as Jill said, and, you know, I spent a lot of my life at sea. And we have this huge maritime resource in Ireland that we've never taken any kind of real advantage of, and we've never looked to it. So I suppose there's a huge opportunity there. And I think the other piece then is in terms of trying to address climate change. You know, we can all do what we can do as individuals, but this is an opportunity for Ireland as a country to do what we did with Ardnacrusha and actually take on a global stage in terms of dealing with climate change. Because as Pat and the others will speak to, this is such a huge opportunity that it's bigger than us as a country. And I think for me, that's a massive opportunity that we take a leading position on this.
Another amazing initiative is G-Kinetic, a Limerick-based company that is developing a range of innovative hydrokinetic turbines for both river and tidal flows. From the start, one of the main drivers has been the huge market opportunity there is to harness this reliable and predictable renewable energy resource. The design is completely unique and offers an improved solution for all the issues with existing hydro devices. Gary Brennan of G-Kinetic Energy spoke to Nigel about this potential.
Gary, explain your that little boat and explain how it can be a bigger boat if you want it to be and what energy it creates.
Thank you, Nigel. Yes, it's. I don't know if any of you have seen it there 2 weeks ago. This small device which is floating in the Shannon there downstream of Sarsfield Bridge. So it's a hydrokinetic energy converter. So basically it turns flowing water into electricity. That small version that we had there that would power 17 houses, Irish houses, 17 average Irish houses for the entire year, provide all their electricity needs. But that's just a smaller version. We can scale this up to go offshore, to take advantage of the energy in the estuary. There's, from studies from NUIG and from SAI, there's 111 megawatt hours of power in the Shannon Estuary, tidal energy in the Shannon Estuary. So we can tap some of that energy. We can play a part along with offshore wind, And eventually we can get big enough to be offshore as well. So we are a small company. We're based in Newcastle West, just out the road. We're pre-commercial, but we're very close. We are one of the leading developers of tidal technology in the world. So it might be hard to believe that we're just from out the road, but that's where we are.
There's your opportunity.
Now we'll hear from Shannon Foyne's port company, Ireland's deepest sheltered commercial harbour and largest bulk port company. Shannon Foyne's port company is extremely well positioned to assist in the need to transition to a lower carbon economy due to the port's location proximate to the Atlantic wind resource, which is considered the best in the world. It plans to introduce new services that could assist in decarbonising the supply chain, and Pat Keating of Foyne's port weighed in on this enormous potential.
What is it about Foyne's that makes all of this exciting? Just explain to people why this is almost a perfect storm physically.
Well, I suppose we've heard about the huge resource on our doorstep, which is actually, globally, it's unparalleled in terms of its scale. I suppose where the Shannon Estuary and Foyne's in particular comes into is actually the closest deep water port to that resource, which is critically important if we as a country are to harness or develop that resource, which is the wind resource off our coast. So basically what you need, in simple terms, is a big deep water port infrastructure beside your resource. It's the most sustainable, efficient way to, I suppose, transfer that wind energy into electrical energy that we can all use today. And part of the enabling blocks for that are to build a deep water port suitable to accommodate, if you like, the supply chain that's needed to build out that resource. So, and I suppose therein lies the huge opportunity that's available to this region, but to this country, in terms of that huge economic activity, which is very sustainable and will help and is a solution to decarbonising our economy, but also the European economy.
The Knight's Candles are burnt out exploring climate, culture, change and community runs until the 29th of February 2024. Tickets to the exhibition are available on the Hunt Museum's website.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.